how many day is the Beatrix? On 21 of March each year. All Syrian people have many different cultural background.
Multicultural mix. Our college celebrated and we all share our experience in Australia last Tuesday.
We went upstairs in Building A. As we were walking into a big room, they gave us badges and stickers. Then we sat down. Actually, there were many students from TAFE classes, mainly non-English speakers. There was a teacher who talked about this celebration. She explained what we will do. Also, she gave us a roll of ribbon to write on it any words, even if it was in our language. First, she gave it to the first row, but it didn't reach us. Then she asked if there was anyone wanted to talk. Some students spoke about their experience in Australia. There were four students. One of them, the first one, was Indian person who has lived in Australia for only 4 months, and he was very excited when he was in India before he came, but when he came he was very, very happy to see Australia. He said that the nature of Australia was very beautiful and he see many people here love and harmony. It was a great thing. And after that there was a Chinese woman who spoke about her experience. She lived in Australia for 6 months only, and she was studying at TAFE. Then there was a Lebanese woman who said that I want to talk. She suddenly stood up and said, I want to talk about my experience in Australia. She was wonderful because she spoke from her heart. Actually, I spoke with her after the celebration and told her that she was great and wonderful. She told me that her words came from her heart. She loved Australia very much, and she traveled all over the world and many countries, and she didn't find any country as beautiful as Australia.
Two Chinese ladies sang for us. One lady sang the Chinese love song, and other a friendship song. A Chinese lady played a beautiful melody in a traditional string instrument.
It was called Gu Zhen.
The teacher said that we have to stand up and sing the national anthem, and we all sang another song, We Are Australian. Then we had morning tea with different kind of food. After that we went to our class. It was wonderful. We liked it and I think we enjoyed it so much. So thank you.
Hello everyone, all of you are born outside of Australia. I think you know your country very well, but how well do you know Australia? So I have a few questions for you. First is, what is the health system in Australia? So if you're sick, what do you do? Do you have the doctor before in Australia? Do you pay money for doctor?
I have Medicare card, so I don't have to pay the doctor.
How about if you go to the hospital? If you stay in hospital, do you need to pay?
Sorry, I don't go to the hospital, so I don't know. Sorry.
If the envelope comes, yes, you do have to pay. It costs $160.
$300.
Oh, $300 for you?
For my children. Child.
Oh. Is it two of them?
Just one.
Just the one.
I was surprised. Too expensive. So, how about your country? Do you have this sort of cover?
Not really. I think I have to pay.
In my country? Yeah, we have to pay the doctor. every time, and every medicine is, I think it's a bit expensive in my country, and yeah, it's more expensive in China than Australia.
Mm. Also, I think it's expensive in America too. Everyone have to buy private insurance.
Yeah.
If you don't have money, you can't get a doctor.
Yeah.
In our country, we have to pay. It's depend from doctor to doctor. You go the specialist, then it's high, and normal MBBS it's cheap.
Yes. Then I have next question for you. How free are you in Australia?
What do you mean, how free? Okay.
Australia has a democratic government, yeah. So have lots of parties. Anyone can make a political party if you want to.
In China?
Just one government. Yeah, one government.
Can you belong to different parties?
No, we can't. We can't make different party. If we do this, we're in big trouble. We go to China maybe 20, 30 years. Yeah. Also, just for my country first. Also, you can talk about government. They did good things and bad things. Anything you can talk about in here, but in my country we can't.
We have only one government. And
people just free. They have to go to anyone.
Is there an opposition?
Yes.
What about in your country? In Uzbekistan?
There are many parties.
Yeah.
And in Australia?
Oh, many parties.
Yeah. Can you say what you want?
Yeah, we can say.
You saying now about this here, Australia. How about in your country?
It's 18 years, then you have vote right.
Yeah. Yes, also gambling is free here. Gambling, so you can bet anything.
Gambling mean?
Poker machine, everything you can bet. Gambling.
I don't understand this word.
Gambling.
Like what's gambling?
Like this one, I say, do you know what color? She say it's bright, you say white. So we say, okay, how much you want to bet?
But in Australia, it's very popular. There are many casinos. Like our country, it's not
legal.
It's not legal in our country. It's illegal.
Just tourist places, charcoal shed, is the big places for that there.
Is that a good thing, do you think?
Back to you.
some ways good, some ways bad.
So you gamble?
A little bit. Yeah. Just a little bit of poker machine, maybe $20 or something.
Did you ever get into...
But Austria, lots of people gambling because they go to the Marble Cup.
Did you ever get
anything?
Win.
Yes, I have win. I always lose. I never gambling.
Yeah,
in Marble Cup, I have put money in the house.
How much do you spend when you gamble?
Not much, $20, $30.
So you put a limit.
If I win, that's good. Get money, I'm happy.
Most of the time, just put the money and left. It's for playing, just like that. You are happy, then you go.
Really, they too addictive. To
do you have any experience with gamble?
No, I've never.
Also, relationship is free. Religion. Do you know Australia has any borders?
No. Australia doesn't have any borders.
Yeah. It's an island.
It's an island.
So do you think it's good?
Yeah. We are safe.
Yeah.
We are safe.
How about age people in the Australia compared to your country? Age people. So do you stay with your grandma or your parents stay with them when they get old?
Yeah, we still with our grandfather, father-in-law, mother-in-law.
Yeah.
We don't meet them in the age gap.
Some people left our father and mother escape in your country.
Probably not. But
what can you do?
I will look after
you
my father and
friends.
Mom. Yeah. I think it's normal to stay at home.
Normal to stay, but at the moment have more people for parents in the nursing home.
Why is that? Why is the change?
They change.
Why?
They are busy working.
Yeah, like here. How do you think about this? This is good. Like Australia, so I never see any family, they stay with
80 people, do you see?
Because of the life, it's very busy life here, you know, we're trying to, in our family, you know, because, I don't know, the life, how way the life is, trying to raise our children, give them more, and I'm too busy here. But in my country, it's different, totally different.
Do you have nursing in your country?
Nursing?
Nothing
yes,
home.
Of course.
Nursing home.
Of course,
I think I was talked to one Nepal ago. She said they don't have nursing home in their country.
In which country?
Nepal.
Nepal.
Yeah. Nepal. And she said they always stay together.
On the second.
Yeah.
What about in Bangladesh? Have their nursing homes?
Yes. We have, but it's not common. We stayed with our grandparents. All of them. Most of the 80%. 80% people.
90% people.
Yes.
They don't.
With their
whole family.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have this type of culture.
Yeah.
We respect them a lot, you know.
But in our country, some aged care are free. It's totally free. It's food.
Where?
In our country. No, not here. In our country, food, everything. Health, Medicare card, everything.
It's free.
They are very upset to live there because they want to live with their kids.
Yes.
But their kids live to them.
Then
I have the same grandmother. She's in the Italian nursing home. She pays for her very, very big money.
But I have one question. In aged care, we talked about that.
What do you think about nursing home?
It's better your old people left the nursing home or...
Sad, they don't have family with them.
Yeah,
they
live there independent.
Like a machine, they eat, they sleep, nothing to do. Yeah.
What do you say about the family? They miss their family.
Yeah, everyone wants to live with their family.
Mm. What would you like to go to a nursing home when you were old?
No.
I had no choice.
You want to stay at your place. You
but know. I have no choice nearby. I can't move.
Yeah, yeah, but
I can't look after myself.
If anyone, no one in the home, she has to go to the nursing home. To be there is a lot of people care about her.
But that's different. People with family look after.
Yeah. You know, it depends on the situation, what the situation is.
Yeah. Another short question, just how many different nationality do you see on the city streets?
A lot. Most of them Chinese.
No. That's not so.
I've got the city, I only see Asians.
Lots of Chinese students here.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, that's my five questions. So we got many different cultures living in Australia. Part of the reason because we're safe and free and have a good health system. That's why we're here today.